Hi, I'm Ann the Raven for The Independent, 88.5 FM. And today we are speaking with, I can barely say it, Beth Hart. Hi, Beth.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just so honored to talk to you.
Oh, man, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you.
So how you doing? I mean,
really good. It's a beautiful day. We had a nice ride out here. We got lost like usual, though. But that's okay. Yeah, we enjoy coming here, though. You guys are always so sweet to us.
Well, we love you.
Thank you.
We heard that you got a new CD out.
Yes. We got a new record. It's coming out on the, what is it, Scotty? Is it the 27th of September?
Oh.
Yes.
All right. I mean, if it's like anything you've ever done in the past, we know we're getting ready for some real, real good music here.
I hope everybody
feels
treat. So. Yay. Thank you. I hope so. I love it. I'm really proud of it. Rob Cavallo did it, and he's just fabulous producer. I'd never worked with him before, and he was just the nicest, sweetest guy in the world and crazy talented. So I got really lucky on this one.
But how long does it take to put one like this together?
It just depends on which producer I'm working with. Some people work really crazy fast. Like Kevin Shirley usually does 4 days. We're in the studio total. And then after that, he mixes within a couple of weeks. Whereas with Rob, we did a 1 week with the guys. Then we took a break. Then we did another week with the guys. But we did extensive pre-production. And then we really took our time in mixing. So it definitely took longer. But it worked out just fine. I kind of feel like however it goes, it's just meant to go that way. So I just kind of flow with it now.
What's the name of it?
The name of it is called War in My Mind.
Is there a reason?
Yeah. War in My Mind. Actually, I was originally going to call it Sister Dear, because there's a song I wrote on it for my sister Susan, and that's how I got the gig with Rob, because I was at a party, I played the song, and he really loved it. But my husband preferred the other song title, War in My Mind. He thought it summed up the record better. So, you know, I deal with the challenges of mental illness, and so this song is about that, War in My Mind. Yeah, it's just about those challenges, yeah.
Well, you know, we love to hear you play.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell us what you're going to play for us today?
Yeah. So the first song I'm going to play for you is War in My Mind, the title track.
All right.
Yeah. Should I go?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. War in my mind. There's a war in my mind. Seek and you shall find that it's happening all the time. There's a war in my mind. Black in my soul. It's all black in my soul. No diamond in the cold. I reap just what I sow. It's all black in my soul. And it's ugly when I cry. Blood on the wall. I threw my blood on the wall. Hiding in the hall, 'cause I know it Some fall, I threw my blood on the wall. And it's ugly when I try. In my mind, we build and it climbs, and this is more than I can handle. Give me something strong to fill my hole. I make love to war. So war in my mind. I got war in my mind. A lot of war in my mind.
I love it. You are fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's depressing, but that's okay. Things get better.
Well, you know, come on. I'm in the blues thing. I'm used to that depressing type of thing.
Oh, God. But
depressingly good is what it is.
Thank you.
You know, I must tell you, when you took on a couple of Etta James songs, I was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because Etta happens to be my favorite artist.
Yes.
She's my favorite artist. But then, hey, you tore it up.
Oh, thank you.
You tore it up. It's like now you got me. You got me ever since.
Thank you. I was so terrified to be covering those songs, too. I'll tell you something right now.
You should have been.
Woo!
But you did it.
Thank you.
You did it. I love it. Why did you?
Well, for the first time, I had an opportunity to do a cover record, and that was with Joe Bonamassa. So it was going to be all songs from some of our greatest and favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, I mean, Etta was on the top of the list. I listened to that, the early show, Blues in the Night, so many times as a kid, all growing up since I was a teenager. So definitely had to turn in some of those. Kevin Shirley, who's the producer of those records, he had turned me on to Rather Go Blind. I had never even really heard Rather Go Blind.
Oh, yes.
So I learned that one, and I was terrified trying to learn that one, too. All of them I was. We covered songs by Billie Holiday and so many different great artists like that. So it was definitely daunting. But it was also really fun because when we were doing it, instead of me thinking about those heroes, I just really tried to focus on the songs and what the songs meaning were, and I think that's what gave me the courage to go through with it.
Yeah. Well, you did it justice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, you did. Oh, and believe me, that's tough coming from me.
Ooh,
yes, it is. Yes,
thank
it is.
You.
And okay, now I wanted to know what kind of music? I mean, why do you choose certain music when you do these new CDs? I mean, some of them I noticed that you, like you said, that one was depressing. Then some of them goes to a blues way.
Yes. It's just the way that I write, and when I go to the piano, oftentimes, ever since I was a little girl, the whole reason why I go to it is I'm just searching for comfort from God, from angels, from people that have passed on to help me get through whatever's going on. So I think that's why I tend to have the majority of the stuff. It goes through those struggle kind of songs because that's why I go in the first place. And then sometimes I'll go when I'm just excited and happy about something or feeling attitude. But really, it's like a security blanket, this instrument. So, yeah. Yeah.
And you really hold it tight, let me tell you.
Thank you. I do love it, the piano.
Hey, what else are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do a couple other songs for you from there. Should I try doing Bad Woman Blues?
You know that's one I like.
I don't know if I can pull it off, though, with all the great stuff on the production. Let's see. Got the lips, got the legs. I was born to drive a man insane. I don't worry,
I've been bad, I've been cruel. I'm not sorry, baby, sorry for you. It's my party and I don't dance. Just want your liquor and your cheap romance. I'm not your mama, I'm not your wife. I'm not the one who make it right. Them good girls always lose. I got the bad woman blues. I got the bad woman, bad woman blues. I got the bad woman blues. I got the bad woman, bad woman blues. Got the hips, got the shake. I put the cherry on your chocolate cake. Down in roses, oh, your pink champagne. I'll be the sugar rush in your veins. Your wife, I'm not the one who make it right. Them good girls always lose. I got the bad woman blues. I got the bad woman blues. I got the bad woman blues. I got the bad woman, bad woman blues. Sad as I am. Sad as I am, it feels so good to be bad. Ain't no love, there ain't no crime. That's a rap, that's a rhyme. I'm not your mama, I'm not your wife. The bad woman blues. I got the bad woman, bad woman blues. I got the bad woman blues. Bad woman blues. I'm bad woman, bad woman blues.
Oh my goodness.
Is that fun?
Oh my goodness.
Is that attitude?
Look, did you write that?
Yeah.
I mean, did you experience it? I mean, how did you come up with that?
Well, I've kind of always been struggling with being a bad girl, and I think I've always beat myself up for it, but now that I'm getting older, I'm starting to just have fun with it. It's like, look, this is the way God made me, all the good, all the bad, frick it. You know?
Well, I am a bad girl, so that just fit. It's almost like you were talking my life there.
Woo!
Man. Did you get into my head? I love it.
I'm so glad.
I know it's got to be my next favorite.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so glad.
I just love that one, for sure. Now, do you write most every?
Oh, yeah. All the solo records are, I'm the songwriter of all the solo records, and sometimes I will co-write. So on that particular song, that's a rune Westberg and I write, and he's a great friend of mine. He comes from Denmark, and he lives here now, and I just love him. He's great.
Oh, I'm again. I'll love him too after this.
Yeah,
I love that song.
Thank you. I really
do.
Thank you.
Now you know with this new CD coming up, so that means you guys are got tours. You got new places you're going to.
Oh yeah. Well, we tend to work most of the world, and we go through it pretty much every year. But I'm always at home for at least 4 months out of the year, but not straight. So I'll go out for 5-6 weeks, then be back for 4 weeks. Go out for 5-6 weeks, be back for 4 weeks, and that's kind of usually how we do it. Right now we're on a promo tour though, so we're going to New York tomorrow for a few days, and then we jump over, I think, to Europe, right? And then we start doing promo Europe there for a while. I'm talking to my husband, he's in the studio.
Yeah.
So I ask him everything, but yeah.
Well, you know, guys, I don't know, can't you just squeeze in another one for us?
Yeah, totally. So this one is super, super positive. It's not really bluesy, it's just like a thank you to God and listing everything there is to be grateful for. So many things, from my mother to my father to nature to my husband, you know, even to mental illness, because if it wasn't for that, it wouldn't have humbled out my giant ego and got me to reach out for help and come down to my knees. You see what I'm saying? So this is called Thankful, and I hope I don't screw it up after that intro. There you go. You know what I mean? Because that's usually when I screw it up the most. It's true.
I see bluebirds of paradise. I see sunset to sunrise. I watch comets in the sky. I see magic flying by. I feel my father holding me. I feel my spirit learn to breathe. I look into my mother's eyes. I know this must be paradise. And I say, oh my, oh my, this is paradise. I say, oh my, oh my, thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the light. Thank you for the moonshine. Thank you for the night. Thank you for the big climb. Thank you for the fall. Thank you for my life. I'm thankful for it all. I'll run through fields of majesty. I'll run in and out of reality. I'll run back to my enemy. I'll run deep down inside of me. I hear whispering in the trees. I hear their towering melodies. They share their ancient memories. They sing, we're all family. And I sing, oh my, oh my, this must be paradise. I say, oh my, oh my, thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the light. Thank you for the moonshine. Thank you for the night. Thank you for the big climb. And thank you for the fall. Thank you for my life. I thank you for it all. It's a beautiful life in the little things. So I stand in the light. I see everything. Oh my, oh my. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the light. Thank you for the moonshine. And thank you for the night. Thank you for the big climb. And thank you for the fall. Thank you for my life. Thank you for the laughter. Thank you for the chance. Thank you for the madness. Thank you for the dance. Thank you for forgiveness and not softening the fall. Thank you for my love. Thank you for it all. Thank you for my life. I'm thankful for it all. Oh.
I don't care if it's blues or not. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Oh, you are fantastic.
Thank you. Oh. Bless your heart. Thank you.
I wish you all the best, Beth.
Thank you. I love coming back here. I'm so thankful to you guys for always welcoming me back here. It's very nice.
How could we not? We feel honored to have you. Are you kidding?
You're so sweet.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank
and we
you.
We really appreciate it. You will come back now.
Absolutely. Anytime you guys ask, I will be here happily.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm Ann the Raven, reporting for the Independent 88.5 FM and 88.5.org, live sessions.